anthem.
The sound of where we live.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Good morning, welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is Friday morning, the 30th of June. On the way between now and 8:30, my final ever edition of the Kids Feed the News comes from North Leigh Primary School in Long Ashton. First though, as we've been hearing, the streets of St Paul's in Bristol might be relatively quiet at the moment, but by tomorrow lunchtime, they will come alive. St Paul's Carnival since 2019 will return to Bristol tomorrow, celebrating Afro-Caribbean music, dance, food and community. The main showpiece of the carnival will be the procession, which starts at Portland Square at 12:30. And as ever, loads of local schools are taking part, including Summerhill Academy in St George in Bristol. Year 5 class teacher Luke Wilson-Reed and pupils Bella and Nyla have been busy preparing and are in the studio this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Bella, talk us through your costume.
So in our costume, we have been inspired by Antigua, and we have based our dance on a very cultural Antiguan dance, I guess.
Nice. Tell me a bit more about the dance then, Nyla.
So basically we made up a lot of moves ourselves when our dance teacher just told us basically just dance around, and then he took some of the moves that we've made and then he put them inside the dance. So we've made a lot of the dance ourselves basically.
Was it easy to learn the dance?
It was quite easy, but it was hard at the same time. We swapped music a lot of the time to make sure that we learn the dance, not just the music based on the dance.
Yeah. What song are you going to be dancing to?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Let's bring in your teacher, Luke Wilson. Good morning, Luke. How big a deal is this for the kids? Because this is the first carnival for 4 years, probably.
It's huge, yeah. We took part in Carnival last year, but it was a secret event. So this is the first year Carnival proper is back. And during our costume making workshop, we had a little bit of input, didn't we, about the history of Carnival. And we found out about how for this pioneers, this legends, where the initial street parties were built over the years to Carnival as it is now. It was a way of connecting with community and with culture. And for us at Summer Academy, that's a huge part of why we're all there doing what we do.
Yeah.
To be able to provide experiences where children like Nyla and Bella can feel part of something bigger and feel connected to the community.
Have any of you been to Carnival before?
I have been to Carnival before, but I'm not sure if I've been to St. Paul's Carnival.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're 10, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you would have been 6 when the last Carnival took place, so even if you had gone, you maybe don't remember it that well. Luke, what about you? You been to Carnival before?
Yeah, so as a kid, I did Carnival with my dad, and I've got these memories of the bass vibrating through my chest. So I'm really looking forward to going back and being able to celebrate it with Year 5 children.
Yeah, on my word, Bella, Nyla, you're in such a treat tomorrow. The smells as well of all the food stores are incredible. Do you remember that, Luke?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So what are you going to be doing in the procession, Bella?
So in the procession, we're going to be walking around doing our dance in our very vibrant costumes, and we're going to be spreading the dance with other people.
Nice. What time do you have to be there, Nyla, do you know?
I think it was just past 11, I think it was.
Nice, yeah. You've got lots of friends and family going to be there cheering you on.
Yeah, definitely. I think my nan and granddad are coming as well, so.
Nice. So how long have you been getting ready for Carnival? When did you know that you would be involved?
We've been practicing for about 6 weeks now, so a long time really, so I think we sort of like, we know the dance pretty well now.
Am I right in saying, Bella, you've got your costumes with you this morning?
Yeah.
Can I have a look at them?
Yeah.
Let's have a look at your costumes. Oh my word, look at these! So just describe it for me, Nyla.
Is it? Okay. So we've got some hats here, and we've made... we've got some little sort of like uh, sur- we've got some, like,
kind of green circles,
with like patterns on them, and then we've got ribbons hanging down from them. And then we've got the wristbands, which we've got some more ribbons hanging down from them, and then we've got gems stuck on, and then some flowers as well.
Nice. Bella, tell me about yours.
So about mine, mine's the same as Miley. We've got some of the green circles with the ribbons, and we always use them as hair, basically, because they look like hair. We've got our cuffs here, which, like Miley said, they have loads of ribbons on, and when it's really windy, they go everywhere in our faces.
Oh, do they? Oh, no. So you're hoping it's not too windy tomorrow?
Yeah, but our dance teacher just tells us to ignore it.
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. Mr. Wilson, read by your costume.
My costume's still at Summer Academy, actually.
Oh, is it?
I've got it ready.
Can you give us any hints as to what it might be like?
Well, similar to theirs, I think. Yeah. I'm going to pull it off as well, but yeah, it's like
a So, how many of the kids are going to be there tomorrow?
So, we've got roughly about 20 children and quite a few adults as well taking part. Mr. Barrett, our principal, who's just through those windows.
Hello, Mr. Barrett.
Is also taking part in the procession. I heard rumours that he might even be up for performing in the dance.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Barrett dancing.
I guess if you say it on the radio, it has to happen,
doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's got to happen now, Mr. Barrett. Has he got a costume as well?
We can find one.
Well, I think he needs a costume. Yeah. I think he needs to dance. We need to see it. Luke, sum up the level of excitement among the school at the moment.
Yes. Do you know what? When I met the class for the first time last year, one of the first questions they asked me was, when is it Horse Carnival? When can we take part in it? So it's an event that they've been looking forward to since before they were in Year 5. So it's something that's spreading through the school. They know it's something to look forward to, a way to be connected and to be part of something bigger.
Absolutely. What do you think, girls, you're going to enjoy the most about tomorrow? What about you, Nyla?
Probably just sort of like being in the carnival with my friends and seeing my family watching me and doing the dance with my friends as well.
What about you, Bella?
I think the same as Myla, and exploring the food from around the Caribbean, because I love Caribbean food.
What's your favourite bit of Caribbean food?
Jerk chicken.
Oh, do you know what? We've got some, you probably have to go off to school after this, but we've got someone coming in later who's going to cook jerk chicken for us this morning.
Jealous.
I'm having jerk chicken for breakfast this morning. Are you jealous?
Yes.
I'm not surprised. Well, listen, Bella, Nyla, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I love your costume. Do you know where in the procession you're going to be?
No.
We'll keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it is so colourful. There'll be so many great costumes, but I reckon you're probably going to have the best costumes, I reckon.
Yeah.
I reckon you'll be number one. Listen, thank you so much. Enjoy tomorrow. And also, teacher Luke Wilson-Reed, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Luke Wilson-Reed, pupils Bella and Nyla from Summerhill Academy in St George in Bristol, they will be part of the procession at St Paul's Carnival tomorrow afternoon. And don't forget, we have a special programme live from Carnival from 11 a.m. tomorrow.